Milton Vatlin. Milton Vatlin wandered through the snowy field, his mind whirled with a space herb that he'd gotten in the mail. He boiled it in water and drank the acrid, foul tea. The taste still made him grimace. Big spiky flakes floated down about him. He smoked a joint as he walked among the trees. The smoke soaked into his lungs and filtered into his brain. In these woods, he had practiced shamanism for 18 years, being taught by his old hippie uncle. He began whirling and dancing about, imitating his token animal, the rabbit. This is one of his last chances he had to dance like this in the woods before the ever-watchful eye of the government filmed him nearly everything he did and everywhere he went. The marijuana buzz was getting this wet feeling in back of it. Milton sang the rabbit song. A spirit had taught him it a long time ago, and he was getting a little fuzzy as to how the lilting melody of it goes.
Shut up.
It felt like a tingling electricity was singing along in his veins, a rising feeling of euphoria. Milton grinned at the sky. A mild nausea began to tickle his stomach. A passing aeroplane overhead made him shiver. Milton walked over to the fallen tree and sat on it to collect his slowly dissolving wits. Milton keeps seeing flashes of green, silver, and red. The flashes came in a confused audio that he couldn't quite wrap his mind around. Milt giggled and just kept giggling for 6 minutes as his brain clouded over with alien chemicals. A truly odd feeling. Most similar to mushrooms, which themselves are probably from space. This space herb was grown from the seed descendants of scientific clones made from DNA fossils. It escaped into the world at large, and now it can be grown from seed or bought online as a bulk herb.